1340 96.5 KVGC. Once again, crews able to pick up that vehicle fire off of Comanche and Reservation Road that broke out about 6:30 this morning. By the time crews arrived, the vehicle fire had started in the engine compartment. Unfortunately, it was fully involved when crews arrived. It did extend a bit into the surrounding vegetation, burning about a 10 by 10 spot. But crews, again, have extinguished that fire. Well, a fake law enforcement eradication team stole marijuana, cash, and a pickup truck recently. On Friday, Calaveras Sheriff's deputies responded to property off of Highway 26 in West Point to investigate a reported robbery. Once on scene, deputies were informed by the victims that the incident occurred earlier in the day at a marijuana grow site located on Skull Flat Road. The four victims told deputies that two vehicles entered the property, with the occupants identifying themselves as law enforcement. The victims said that there were between five and six suspects, and at least three of them were armed with guns. Two of the victims were tied up by the suspects. One of the suspects reportedly was wearing a badge during the incident, but did not display any other law enforcement identification or markings. The suspects left the property with approximately 500 marijuana plants, a large amount of cash, and also stole a black Ford F-250 pickup truck with California license plate 8D as in dog 04533. That's 8D04533. The identity of the suspects is unknown. The two suspect vehicles were described as a silver sport vehicle and a red truck. Anyone with information regarding this incident, please call the sheriff's office at 754-6500. Ask for the detectives or call the Calaveras Anonymous tip line at 754-6030. Now, on a side note, Calaveras County Sheriff's Office deputies have identifiable uniforms, including badge and shoulder patches. This also pertains to Amador County law enforcement officers as well. And deputies assigned to plain clothes assignments carry their department-issued badge and identification cards. Now, at any time, if you feel you've been contacted by someone who pretends to be a member of the sheriff's office, you can always ask to see their department-issued ID or call 911 to ensure that they are, in fact, a deputy sheriff.
Around 3:30 Friday afternoon, CAL FIRE and local crews rolled to a reported barn on fire in the area of Coal Mine Road and Reservation Road. Now, due to the wind and dry fuels, the fire quickly spread, triggering evacuations along Comanche Parkway North, Coal Mine Road, Reservation Road, and Buena Vista Road. Now, as of 6:30 in the evening, the fire fully contained, but the barn and one home were destroyed. No injuries reported, all evacuations lifted, and a total of 12 acres burned. Now, the cause of the fire is currently under investigation. With fires burning throughout the state and the recent fires here in Amador and Calaveras, CAL FIRE and the Amador County Sheriff Office would like to remind everyone, remain vigilant, practice proper fire prevention practices.
And Calaveras County Sheriff's deputies recently busted a large illegal marijuana grow in West Point that turned up some disturbing evidence. Thursday morning, Calaveras deputies served a search warrant on an unregistered marijuana grow site off Bald Mountain Road. While on the property, deputies discovered evidence that the neighboring property also had two connected outdoor marijuana grows, so another search warrant was obtained. Officials say that 445 marijuana plants and 60 pounds of processed marijuana were seized and destroyed. During the search, deputies also discovered the occupant's septic system was discharging waste and sewage above ground and was being used to fertilize the marijuana plants. Two Sacramento residents were arrested at the grow site and booked into the Calaveras County Jail on $30,000 bail.
And a suspect arrested in a recent Sutter Creek vehicle break-in, according to the Sutter Creek Police. August 4th, a pair of citizens report they had several items stolen out of their vehicle parked behind a local business. Excuse me. During the investigation, many items recovered, hidden on the roof of the business, concealed behind storage sheds, and strewn around the property. Several items still missing or had been purposely destroyed and tossed into surrounding vegetation. Now, in all, the value of the stolen property exceeded $1,000. Sutter Creek Police able to obtain video surveillance footage, and through that footage recognized the culprit as Mario Cortez, whom officers had contacted earlier that same day. Now, as the investigation continued, it became apparent Cortez had fled the area, was no longer at his home in Amador City. Then on Thursday the 12th, officers learned Cortez had returned to Sutter Creek. He was tracked to a residence in Amador City, taken into custody for the earlier theft and vandalism without incident. Now, Cortez was booked into the Amador County Jail on charges of grand theft, theft with priors, and vandalism. Sutter Creek Police remind everyone, keep your doors locked, your valuables out of sight.
And the Thundering Herd is reaching out to all Amador County for help to help others. The Amador High School football program will be accepting donations of clothing to help recent fire victims. According to Amador head coach Bill Baker, people who would like to donate to the fire relief efforts, the Amador football programs, with support from the Amador Touchdown Club, will be accepting donations of clothing tomorrow from 8 a.m. to noon. Neatly folded clothes and purchased items are welcome. Please bring items to the upper parking lot at Amador High School. Baker says many organizations and groups helped us outside of our community during the Butte Fire, and the football family at Amador said they wanted to do something during these tough times and went to work to come up with a way to do their part in relief efforts for those affected by the fires. Again, the Amador High football team is collecting donations of clothing tomorrow from 8 a.m. to noon. Please bring items to the upper parking lot at Amador High School. Neatly folded used clothes and newly purchased items are welcome.
And the Foothill Conservancy invites you to celebrate fall and meet the new executive director, Amanda Nelson. It'll take place this Saturday at the Volcano Union Inn from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Now, you'll learn more about the Conservancy's current projects, socialize with Conservancy supporters, and enjoy the union's wonderful food and beverages.
And get your tickets today for A Night on Broadway. Amador High School Culinary, Floral, and Performing Arts presents the 14th Annual Broadway Dinner this Saturday at 6:30 at St. Catherine Drexel in Jackson. Enjoy a gourmet dinner, Broadway hits, the star dancers, live and silent auctions, floral raffle, and more. Now, reservations are required. Giles Turner, I talked to Giles today. He said there are just a few tickets left, under 10 tickets left. So if you want to attend, today's the day to call 267-0108 to purchase your tickets. And that's a look at local news on A Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.